Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, Bedford County Speaks introduces community leaders, interesting topics, and people making a difference in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is presented exclusively by News Talk 1310 WBFD. Now, here's your host, Lloyd Broach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you, and welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program over News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. And by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I'll return shortly with today's guests, Commissioner Josh Lang and Director of Emergency Services David Cubison, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Scott Lloyd of the 1788 Inn, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
At Homewood at Springhouse Estates, every day is Independence Day. Executive Director Mary Grattan says assisted living is on the way.
Where you come in, there'll be nursing that will be there. They'll help you with medication, dressing, bathing. There'll be a breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Our main restaurant, the cafe, will be open for evening meals as well.
Call Homewood at Springhouse Estates today and see what's new at 623-0349. That's Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day.
This is Trooper Jeff Petucci of the Pennsylvania State Police. Let's head back to Bedford County Speaks, right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Well, it's always fun when we come to the commissioner's conference room to get to talk to everybody here. Last time, I believe we talked to two of the commissioners. Today, we're going to repeat what we did last year and talk a little bit about this Bedford County Community Resource Fair they're going to have in June. But before we do, I want to introduce you to Commissioner Josh Lang. This is now your third year, is it not?
I'm going on my third year, that's correct.
Third year, and Director of Emergency Services for Life, David Cubison. Nice to see you, sir.
Absolutely.
That sounds right. Like a sentence, Lloyd. And I don't mean a preposition kind of sentence.
And Dave is going to be joining us in a minute to talk more about the details of the health fair. Or the community resource fair. And, you know, my wife made a comment to you, I heard, that said, I really like you because you actually try to fulfill your promises. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't work for your campaign or anything. She actually said that.
Yeah.
So how's that going, coming up with the programs and so forth to fulfill some of those promises?
I think it's worked out great. I think it comes down to me when I was campaigning was to work with the citizens of Bedford County and to listen. I think that's what they expect. We work for them. And I think your wife's line was, you're actually carrying your promises through. So, you know, it's great to hear that. I've heard.
You're actually carrying. Okay. Well, you actually are doing something, right? I'm like, these other slugs.
I think those things are great to hear. You hear from different individuals. There's, you know, comments like we've done more in the last few years than has been done in the last 15. Those are great things to hear. And I think it's just a culmination of teamwork and us being able to work well together and work well with the community to get things done. But yeah, I think that is the thing that people expect is to be able to access, be able to pick up the phone, whether it's day or night. I always tell people we're always on the clock, and that's what is expected, and that's what I want to provide to people. I make sure I provide my cell phone number even out to individuals because I want them to be able to get a hold of me if they have a question or concern.
What is the big thing you think you've gotten done in the first 3 years that you're most proud of right now?
Well, I think I talked about a few different things. You know, let's talk about outreach because you had mentioned a little bit about making ourselves accessible. We have town halls regularly throughout the community. We also have what we're going to talk about here in a moment is our health and community resource fair. Now, we've previously have done just a health component, and I kind of brought the idea about doing a community-wide element to it and really encompassing the county resources and programs that are available. And two, I think, you know, as far as outreach and being able to provide that outreach, it has allowed me to serve on a numerous amount of boards. I think I'm up to 16 now.
Come on.
So I make myself very available in that fashion and being able to work with individuals. You mentioned a little bit about our website. That's another outreach component. Individuals can go on to our website now and actually subscribe to our website, receive real live updates as they're happening. But we're always looking at ways that we can do things. On an organizational management side, we work now to set yearly goals. We just recently talked about that at our quarterly department meeting. When we can get the departments together and have those open dialogues and those discussions, it allows us as an organization to thrive and to move things forward. We're always looking at ways as a county that's going to be in the best interest of taxpayers. So working to save on costs, we have the lowest tax rate in the state of Pennsylvania now at 0.92, according to smartasset.com. So that's a very great feat that we've been able to achieve. It's through doing programs like the Solar Energy Project grant that we just recently were awarded for a little over $900,000 that's going to help the county save on our energy costs going forward, approximately about $5.3 million over the next 30 years and $87,000 in the first year of existence. We've worked a lot well with community partners, such as yourself, Lloyd, Dave, on projects like the Pike the Bike, as it's formerly called, now the old PA Pike. We're in the process of transferring ownership from Southern Allegheny's Conservancy to the new Bedford Fulton Joint Authority, in hopes that we can start being aggressive and applying for grants to be able to move that project forward and generate millions and millions of dollars in economic value to not only the Breezewood area, but Bedford County as a whole. We've worked well with other partners such as Goodwill Industries. They're the service provider at CareerLink. We're working with them currently. They've put in for a $254,000 grant to help former inmates get jobs as they're exiting the correctional facility. I think that helps with the opioid issue epidemic, to help them to be able to get them the jobs so they don't have the types of relapses. But on the other side, they're also working heavily with the schools, the tech centers, to really drive these individual kids as they're getting ready to enter into the workforce, to help them know the resources, know the information out there. We've been working with Pinnacle Solutions on bringing a drone piloting program to the county. That's going to help with public safety initiatives by being able to have more advanced UAS drone operations here in the county, as well as working to bring that as a program through the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. And I could go on and on about the various things, but I think all the things that I list are things that have been brought up. Anytime I hear somebody in the community, I'm always constantly writing down a list of different items of things that people bring to my attention, and really take what they're saying with a lot of seriousness. And I'll just kind of leave it at a final point. I just spoke with Betty Slayton. She's the Economic Development President for Bedford County Economic Development Association. We're working on moving forward on a workforce analysis project to help attract and retain businesses here in Bedford County, and to help develop a full-fledged economic development plan that's going to help decision makers make better decisions going forward. And that's all part of our regional comprehensive planning process, which includes items like cell phone and broadband services. So there's a lot of great things that we're doing here in the county, and it's just been a pleasure to serve as the community's commissioner here.
Two things that kind of popped out this year were, one, UPMC's decision to abandon their maternity services, and number two, the obvious lack of adequate cell phone service in the Hindman area, which we're going to talk to Cubby about in a second, because I know he's got some things afoot that are going to help that. But this is... these are big, visible things that people see. You mentioned Betty Slayton. You know, I know the commissioners were very courageous, and they really stood their ground about this and said that, you know, UPMC shouldn't have done that. But has there been any light at the end of that tunnel for you guys? Or do you think it's pretty much fait accompli now, or another hospital might step in, or anything like that?
Unfortunately, I think, you know, they made their decision very clear to the community. We have been working a little bit with some potential ideas going forward. That's all part of the regional comp plan on the public health side, possibilities of like birthing center and looking at those types of ideas. There's no easy way to do it. I think all that, as a community, as a culture, we got to work to shift some of the ideas to attracting youth, more youth into this area, increasing, stop the decline in population. All that was kind of their thinking as far as why they made that decision. So I think, you know, there's no short-term solution, unfortunately, for this. I think the Burden Center might help a little bit, but I think, you know, ultimately to be able to provide that service to women who are pregnant, you know, unfortunately, Altoona and, you know, other areas that are of a distance is the only thing that's available at the, at this point. I wish we had more control on those decisions to be able to do that. I wish there was more communication from UPMC's part on that. But unfortunately, that's the decision that their organization made.
Well, these medical monopolies, of course, are affecting the entire country. It isn't just here. We did a radio program here at Bedford County Speaks with the people who run NASEN, and I asked the man there the same question, would there be some way that you could step in here in Bedford? He said to me something pretty interesting. You don't poke the bear. And I think he was talking about this enormous mega outfit like UPMC, and of course NASEN's owned by Connemal, but they're not as big a bear. Maybe they'll get big enough to poke that bear. Cubby, let me ask you something. This is David Cubbis. We call him Cubby, but he is affectionately known here in the county as Dave Cubison. Your phone number at the emergency services, the easy to remember 911, is probably the most access people get to this county because they call your place every day, every hour of every day. So you're kind of the central information center. I know you handle emergency calls. Do people call you about other things?
Well, sure they do. Yeah. Thank you, Lori, for having us here today. The 911 center is the it's the nerve center. It's the hub of both emergency telephony, which is telephone, of course, and emergency radio frequency.
Cubby likes big words like telephony. It's good.
telegraphy
and telephony.
They're polysyllabic. So anyway, it is the hub center and the nerve center of communications here in the county. Coincidentally, we have also taken this past year Fulton County's telephone reception and dispatch of emergency services. So not only are we serving the 1,016 square miles of Bedford County, but also the, I think it's something like 475 square miles or so of Fulton County. So we're serving both those political subdivisions, if you will, with emergency services. People call us for various reasons, and that's okay. People have to remember that 911 is a specialized emergency number only to be used in emergencies, but sometimes we get calls from people who are frightened. Sometimes we get calls from children who are left alone. And to them, it's an emergency. Yeah. So it's okay. We also offer now the service of texting to 911. Now, what about texting to 911? What does that mean? Well, for example, an individual has a medical condition that overcomes them, and they can't speak, but yet they can still use their digits, they can still use their fingers a bit, and may be able to text. Or, like we had within the last 60 days, an individual who was in the back of a car traveling away from the area who was not voluntarily put in the car, and they were in the back seat, pulled out their phone, the two people up front who were driving, I'll just say that they were involuntarily placed in there,
right.
And they texted because they could not speak to the 911
center. How do you do that? What's the text number?
What's the text number?
Yeah, how do you do it?
911.
You just go on the text and type.
Well, you go into where you would put your number in,
right,
to send, and you put 911 into that number.
That's it?
And you send it, and what happens is it reaches our center.
Right.
And now remember, it's a text. It isn't direct. Now, let me say this: if you can call, do call. Texting takes a few extra seconds.
Right.
There's a little bit of a delay because it has to go through the cell system. It's texting. It's on the carrier band, etc. What happens is you will have a message come back to you that says that one of our telecommunicators is now in contact with you. Usually it says, you have reached the Bedford Fulton 911 Center. What is the address of your emergency?
Right.
The same thing that what you'll hear when you call in. So, and at that point, you just read your texts, and our telecommunicators begin to interact with you. The same type of service as you would. But like I emphasize, if you can call, please call. If you can't, text.
Wow, I'm really glad I asked you about this because I was unaware of this.
It's another offering.
Yeah, that's terrific. Well, we're going to take a little break here. And when we come back, we're going to learn a little bit more about that. But we're also going to talk about the Health and Community Resource Fair, which is what we're here for, as Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. We hope you're enjoying this week's Bedford County Speaks. We're pleased to sponsor this community effort every week. Sometimes people ask us how we do business. Well, it's simple. When a family firm like us has been around for over 100 years, you learn a lot. For example, we know you don't care for haggling, so instead, we discount our vehicles up front to remove all the guessing. We also pay our sales consultants on volume rather than on the price of the car or truck. That way, everyone works to get you the vehicle you want instead of the one we may want to sell you. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru offers transparent financing with protection options to fit your budget. In addition, when you buy a car or truck from us, you get free state inspections for life, free car washes for life, and great warranties, which remove all the worry. And we'll even buy your trade for cash. So stop by our showroom today and check out our beautiful supply of Chevrolet cars, tough Chevy trucks, and those fabulous worry-free Subarus. That's the Thomas Promise. To learn more, visit us on Route 220 or thomaschevrolet.com.
This is Barry DeLara, County Commissioner of Bedford County, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Now, let's head back to Lloyd Roach and Bedford County Speaks.
Well, we have returned to the conference room of the commissioners. I want to thank Cubby about the heads up on this texting thing. We're going to learn more about that. We'll tell you about this in subsequent radio shows. That's a very, very interesting topic.
But Lloyd, the same rules apply. Mm-hmm. Texting 911 for emergencies only.
Got you, right. You don't want to get on there and ask them to get a hamburger. I understand.
Which has happened.
All right, okay.
Pizzas, too.
Okay, so the Bedford County Health Community Resource Fair, now in its second year.
It's had the health fair for many, many years, but right. The second year adding the community
But
part.
This is the really, really big one that you did. Okay. So
it's a really big
the
shoot.
Difference is, in this fair, is that you not only just do the health component, but you have many, many participants. Can you tell us about some of the participants you're going to have?
Oh, I mean, there's tons of participants. Like last year, we had American Red Cross, we had various organizations, county departments, we've had UPMC participate in Family Behavioral Resources, Your Safe Haven, numerous organizations that seek to provide a service to the community, and we open it up for departments to kind of serve as an open house. I think that a lot of people even don't know what a commissioner does, let alone what some of these county departments
do. What do you do? That's what they ask.
Yes. I'm asked that all the time. So I think it's important to let people know what these departments can provide to them.
I want to remind you today that Bedford County Speaks is brought to you by the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce, who proudly supports and celebrates the business community of the Bedford County region. To learn more, visit them online at bedfordcountychamber.com. And also by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right there on Route 220, and Homewood at Springhouse Estates. We want to thank all three of our sponsors very much for helping us bring this program to you. This Health Community and Resource Fair takes place on the first floor, and as you walk in the door, what do you see?
Nothing but resources. Okay. It's jam-packed, and I don't know. Dave and Lori might get a little mad with me. I think I sent out a message to a lot more organizations and people this year because we want more and more people to come. We had well over 100 people that came last year, which is great, but we want to try to reach more and more. And unfortunately, you know, with these organizations, as well as employees and other things, they have to work during the workday. The workday is the only real time that we can have these types of things. That's why we do it at least on a Friday. But I think we did pretty well for the first year last year.
So, Cubby, are we going to see your colleagues down there? I mean, are there people that actually work in the courthouse that are going to have a little booth as well? Like your department or maybe Veterans Affairs, people like that?
Yes, like you're going to see a number of the departments that are able to staff a table, or maybe they'll have a table with information resources on it, and there may not be a staff person there if it's a small department and they can't afford to release somebody. But you come into that first floor off of Penn Street, and you'll immediately see tables and chairs and people and displays and kiosks on both sides of the aisle, and it's just kind of amazing. I think... The the commissioner's vision, as well as the mission that we're trying to follow here in the county, is to bring ourselves out to the point to be, if you will, touchable. So somebody could actually reach out, see a real face, look you in the eye, ask a question, and get an intelligent answer. And that's what we're striving to produce and to give out at absolutely no cost, free of charge, to somebody who walks through the door.
I think a lot of people hear about the various departments in here, like children and youth and the sheriff's department and the vets and you guys. But that's all they do. They hear about it, they read about it in a flyer. Mm-hmm. So you come here to this fair, and you're going to actually meet someone named Barbara Checkey, who's going to be in charge of veterans. You're going to really meet David Cubison or one of his folks about the 911 center and how you can text things and things like that.
And so often what people experience, and they're not really having a full experience, it's a quarter experience. Yeah. They're experiencing the negative because it's what's out circulating on the internet. It's circulating on whatever program you happen to have affixed to your phone or your computer, and you're seeing and hearing the negative. This gives people the opportunity to come in and have a holistic approach to what it is that, quite frankly, they're paying for with their taxes, and to come in and get not just the negative, but to find out what those positive things are that are happening. And the commissioner outlined a whole boatload of positive things that are happening, whether they be to save money or to promote services. You know, I look at this as an opportunity that people can come in and find out, yes, this is real, and I can reach out and touch this person and find out what the real answer is, and I'm not talking to a machine.
Is there going to be any activity outside?
No. There was.
Because last year I wanted a big balloon, but you shot me down.
You wanted to bring in a Huey.
A Huey helicopter.
And land
I did want that, but, you know.
We were going to do a flyover with the Goodyear blimp.
Right, yeah, but we're not going to do any of that stuff.
Yeah,
it's going to be
much,
inside.
No, it's going to be pretty, unless the commissioner has something going on.
I think that would go against our whole approach to save costs on county risk and reduce county risk. We've done a pretty good job on saving a couple hundred thousand dollars over the last few years on our non-medical insurance. So I think that might jump that up if we have to now, ask that from CCAP.
Do you invite any members of the court to come to this thing, or don't they come?
We open this up to all members of every county department. And, you know, to Dave's point, I think this allows us to engage with the public a lot more on a very personal level, because if you look at D.C. and you look at Harrisburg, sometimes you have that feeling that you're disengaged with what's going on there. So I think this allows us to engage with the public and to really form that positive relationship.
Our guests are Commissioner Josh Lang, who is the chairman of the commissioners, and also David Cubison, director of the emergency services here in Bedford County. And for having an opportunity at least once a year to talk to him about this event. Last year, you had something called the Mobile Veterans Outreach Van. Is that going to come back, you think?
We took a different approach this year, just reached out to a little bit more veteran organizations that were here regionally. So they'll be, we pushed out the information. We expect them to be here for this event.
Because I know the VA's got this great big medical van.
They got this great big medical van and everything.
So shot inside. Yeah,
so
shot
which
there once.
So all the same resources that would be available from the Mobile Veteran Outreach Van will also be available at this event. They'll just be inside the place.
Okay.
Yeah.
No Hueys, no balloons. Because okay. you're gonna have a food truck. You have a food truck. No food truck.
No food truck this year. No. We wanted to keep things simple. Okay. And to the mission of the event.
Exactly. Some of these things, I know that Lloyd, we're kidding about this, but one of the thoughts that we've had in some of the meetings that, and I've got to bring up Laurie Staub's name because she is a great organizer, mm-hmm. and what a workhorse. This lady really puts things together quickly and in just a competent person, and I really appreciate that. But we've talked about the focus of this event, and a lot of these things are fun to joke about, but truthfully they would be distractions of what or to what we want to present. And so we're keeping it simple, we're keeping it streamlined and to the point with this.
Okay, so no hot dog carts going to come down the middle or anything like that?
No, never know.
But people can come in here and get massages and maybe their blood pressure checked and some cool things like that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, we've had a number of, if you want to call them medical tests, bone density tests, things like that offered in the past. And like, once again, I said, it's free of charge. It's not going to be charged as a fix to those.
Now, this is going to be held in the middle of the day, so I guess
10 to 1.
School children aren't going to be able to come to this because it's kind of conflicts with school. But
well, those should be the summer at that point, I think, right?
Oh, right, June, yeah.
June 8th.
Yeah, that might be.
I'm assuming that the schools, considering we had two snow days just recently.
Well, if
recently.
It keeps snowing, they may go to school till July.
Yeah, and, yeah, and I heard something about a warrant going out from the sheriff's office today on Punxsutawney Phil. So,
I say, yeah.
So I'm not sure exactly what his jurisdiction is on this. But, yeah, I would imagine that they would be out. And this is an event that the family can come to. Now, keep in mind, it's not a children's event. We don't provide daycare.
Right.
And, you know, we don't have clowns. And free balloons.
Well, some people would say you do, but never like that.
Dave could provide his acting, though, and a little bit of juggling.
Thank you. That's one of the lines I used to tell people, because they'd look at me and they'd always say, "Oh my goodness, you know, why don't you start jogging?" I go, "It wouldn't be jogging; it would be jiggling." But you know, that kind of humor. But no, this is going to be something that the whole family can come through, but it's not going to be focused towards children. Anything. It's a focus toward the services provided and the outreach that the commissioner has outlined before.
Well, Commissioner Lang, I think that Commissioner Crooks, Commissioner DeLauro, yourself are really trying to highlight what it is we pay for. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get a bill of some form every year for taxes for a borough or a township or a county or a state or federal. And, you know, I think people really don't mind paying taxes as long as they know they're going to get something for it. Mm-hmm. So this is something that probably helps show that flag.
I think so. And one of the goals that I have outlined that we're working on this year is actually development of an annual report that will show that a little bit more as far as things that people are paying for. And I think that's important. The more transparency that we can provide to the people of this great county, the better.
Well, you know, it reminds me of an experience I had a few years ago. I was able to, I'm a member of the Navy League, and I took one of the Navy League trips they have. And we went and we spent a full day, actually a day and a half, aboard the USS Eisenhower at sea. And I remember one of the guys who was with me. We're all these old guys walking around the flight deck of this aircraft carrier. They have 5,000 people, including the pilots. And this guy said to me, you know, he's looking around the ship. He says, "It makes you proud to be a taxpayer." And, you know, it's absolutely true. When people see something that is of evidence of their taxes, it really makes them feel a lot better. And I do think the drum has beat a lot today about how we have to have low taxes. Well, if you continue to have low taxes, you're going to continue to have low services. And so I think that maybe we should take a little bit of we have just about a minute left, and I wanted to remind you that have you remind us, what is the date of this event?
The event for the Health and Community Resource Fair will be June 8th, which is a Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the first floor of the Bedford County Courthouse, 200 South Juliana Street in Bedford.
And what have we missed here? Anything big we've missed?
The only other thing I'd like to say is, unless it's preempted by an incident, that day on about the half hour, we will open up to give tours to the 911 center, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, and then 1. And now, like I said, if a significant incident occurs, we would not do that.
Right.
But they're very organized. We are a secure facility. But we'll also be kind of showing off what we have and what the commissioners have put in and the wonderful staff that we have working here. And people, not a whole lot of people get to see that. It's high tech.
And I, of course, may add, selfishly, that if you go to the 911 center, you also get to see the Aries Races Room of the Bedford County Amateur Radio Society.
Excellent.
So got to do that, too. Well, gentlemen, you've been great. Thank you very, very much. As always, you've been very gracious, and thanks a lot. And just remind everybody, June 8th, 2018, from 10 to 1, right here in River City, in Bedford Borough, at 200 South Juliana Street. Kind of hard to miss. It's a great big courthouse sitting in the middle of town. Just come in the Penn Street door and you'll see everything. Really appreciate it very much. And thank you, Commissioner Lang. Thank you, Director Covison. It's great to see you. Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. And by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I look forward to joining you next time, right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
Thanks for listening to Bedford County Speaks. This program is heard every Saturday at this time over News Talk 1310 WBFD. If you would like to hear this program again, visit BedfordCountySpeaks.com and click Listen Here. Bedford County Speaks is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310. If you or your organization would like to appear on the show, visit our website, BedfordCountySpeaks.com, for contact information. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.